in the eyes of an Amoritz. That means betchil at the beginning, doy malakit in shozov. They're very respectful. You are Talmud Chacham, I respect you, you're mamish like gold. Sipra menu, he start talking, come a little friendly. Doy malakit in shokesim. No, he's not so special anymore. He's a new human being. He's like me a little bit already. He's only like silver. Nenemi menu, once the Amoritz, he's rich, Mustama, gives the Talmud Chacham some money, he pays them off a little bit, he gives them some enjoyment. So then the Amoritz thinks, I have all my hand already. He's like an earthly kli. Once you break him, he can't be filled anymore. Can't be fixed anymore. So as she says, what is it brought down here for? All those 250 people were big Tamil Chachamim. So the Pasuk says, they were special Anshei Shem, they were special people. So how come they ended up to be on Korach's side? The Hashem shepita moisa Russia, kishenenu memenu, like we had before, because Korach started to be nice to them, he paid them off, he invited them over for Suda. So once they received some enjoyment from Korach, from the Russia, hekilu bienov liasiyim lahasik yodoi b'machlekes. That's the way Korach was able to win over them, and then they were like a kli nishpa, like a broken kli, and they couldn't get out of it. Let's go. So it's like this. Imrata, that was her name. Imrata, Bas Tali, she was the daughter of Tali. Bas Kain, she was the Bas Kain. Shezinsa, she had nus. Have a akfa, Rab Choma Batuvia, Chavili Zmeris Vesafa. So what did Rab Choma Batuvia do? He wanted to burn her. He held she's Chayim Sreifa. She was a Bas Kain Shezinsa. She's Chayim Sreifa. So he went ahead in his times and burnt her. How did he burn her? The wrong way. Stopped taking our twigs and made a bonfire and burnt her. Some of Rav Yosef verses said back to Rav Chami Batuvia, Toya Betarti, you made two mistakes by doing this action by burning her. Toya be the Rav Masna. First of all, you were telling the Rav Masna that how do we give surreal sreifa? We just burn the lid, and the hot lead we throw down the throat. We did not actually burn her. And secondly, if it told you, you made a mistake that Bisman is there today, we cannot give Sreifa anymore. Over we learn like this. Told you over the time like we learned. The Pasuk says, Uboach el ha-koyin ha-levi'im v'el ha-shaytu ma-shi'iyah b'yam ha-mehen. So we dashin that Bisman she'yesh koyin. Bisman there's a Sanhedrin G'dayla in the Lushkas ha-gozis. When we still have Sanhedrin ha-gedayla, then yesh mishpat. Then there's mishpat any place, even in Chutzlars, like we spoke about before. If you have the Bez Nagob in Yerushalayim, that Ashpa goes out that any Bez Ben Shachav Gimel all over the world, they have a right to give up stock of Misa. But this man Shein Koyim, when there's no more Sanhedrin Gedolim in the Lishkas Agozes, and Mishpat, then no Bez Ben in the world has a right to give somebody Misa. Therefore, he has no right to give Misa. He did wrong, so you have no right to kill the Sreifa. It's like a Madna Misa, why he did it. Yeah. Right. Omer Reb Lozab Reb Tzadik. Meister of Ascensh is Insta. Reb Lozab Tzadik Mishnah says that he once saw a case that the Bezin actually took her and burnt her. So they answered back, don't believe it, it was only the Tzadukim. Omer Reb Yosef, Bezin Shel Tzadukim Hevi. That Bezin that you saw was a Bezin of Tzadukim. And they only dash and they only learned the Teresh of Iksav, not Teresh of Apir. So, Hochi Omelu, Fiyochor Hadulei. This is what the Blazer of Reb Tzadik told the Chomim, and they answered him back, what you saw was some of Bezin not Tzadukim. But the Moravot Tanya went on like this. Omer Reb Blazer of Reb Tzadik, like another story happened. That the Blazer of Reb Tzadik a second time said, Zechoni, I remember, Kishayisi Tinik, when I was a young child, Omerkavak Seifa Shalabu, my father used to carry me on his shoulders, Veheviyo Bas Kohen, I was once there in the Bezin, and I remember I saw that they brought a Bas Kohen to Bezin Shezinsa, she has Nus, and they went to kill her. How did they do it? They surrounded her with twigs and they made a bonfire there for Safu and they burnt her. So that's what they said over. That's what Rabbi Lezer said his date like this. He said it over. Amrullah, the Chum said back to him, listen, Kotam Ayisa, you were a kid at the time. You did not see right. You thought you saw that. Maybe they were only making the bonfire to heat up the lead, maybe, but not to actually kill her. That's what they said. So obviously here, Shnei Meisim Hevi. There are two different Meisim. Rav Lozman said two different times, Rav Lozman said set over what he thought to be the Halacha, and they answered him back, no. The question is, Right. So then the question is now, Shnei Meisen, there were two actions here. Omalu, Zahai, Omalu Bereisha, which one took place first? What's not Kremin? I don't know, but Stammer of Eskel, let's use Al-Seichel. Which case would you think took place first? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Hokkamai Som Liberation, the first case, our Mishnah happened first. Omalek Yeshugodol, Loyashkechabu. If Rabbi Lazar of Tzadik came to Bethlehem when he was a Godol, and saying over a case that he saw when he was a Godol, and still they rejected his psak and said, you're wrong, it's only Shot Tzadukim, Omalek Yeshugodol, would he come a second time and say, hey, I remember when I was a Godol, I saw something. For sure they're going to reject you. So why do you say two things? Yashkechabay. Ella rather, Ho Omalaboration. First he said, I remember what I saw when I was a kid. And the Yomrulei Kotani, he said, that's nothing, we can't trust you. The Yomrulei, then he said a second time, but you know what? Kishugodol, I saw later when I was a Godol also the same thing. I saw a Bezdin Gisreifa that way. The Yomrulei, the Chum said back to him again, Mifnei Shlehoye Bezdin Shloishay Shoboki. That Bezdin was a Bezdin Shot Tzadukim, they did not know the Halacha, that's what he actually burnt her. But really the Halacha is, the way we do it, we only burned the Neshama and not the Guf. That's Reifa. Now the Mishnah says, Mitzvah Tanerogim. How do we use the Sayif? How do we use the sword? Some it's Chayif, Anshe'ir Nidachas, it's Chayif, Sayif. How do we use the sword? Hoyomatizen es Roshay. The person will be standing up and take the sword and chop off his head. The Sayif, like with a sword, Kederach Shamalchus Oysa. That's the way the king, or the wicked kings do. They take you and they chop off your head standing up. Right. You do, I may know. Nivaluloy. That's a terrible thing. It's disgusting to do something like that. Ella rather, what should you do? Ella manichin es roishi al asadin. Put his head down on the table. Put his head down al asadim on a blank, on a piece of wood. The koitzes bakufi, take a hatchet, and like to take a, like a chop meat, and chop off his head. That's what you should do. Omulah, they said back to Yehuda, what are you gaining? A misam and a levus mizu. That's worse. It's more disgusting this way. What did you gain? Susan Gemara, what he gained? Tiny will learn like this. Omalem Rabbi Yehuda Chachom, Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, Afani Yodeya Shemisa Menavelisi. I admit what my Eitzah to put his head down on the table and take a butcher's knife hatchet and chop it off, that's a Menavelis. That's so nice. I agree to you. El Avo, but my Eitzah, what should I do? Your Eitzah is not right. Shoy Omruto, the Torah says, Ubuchokosayim Loisalechu. You should not go in the way of the Goyim. So that's the way the Goyim, the Malchus, kill. That the Malchus takes the person standing up and takes the sword and hatches off his head, you can't say that to the Torah meant. To Svara, since the Torah says, the Torah did not mean to give such a Misa. Therefore I say the Misa is the way I'm saying, even though it's not so nice. Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do? Rabbonin. Kivon dechsiv saif iraisa. Listen, the Torah says to use a saif. If so, loy minayakul gamrinon. If we use the sword the way they do, it's not the pshat we're learning, making something new because the goyim doing it. We're doing it because that's why the Torah says it. And it's a svara like we had before, the haptarecha kamaychom. It's nicer to kill him like this rather than putting his head down and use a hatchet and chop it off. So therefore, we're not going yes to the goyim. We're doing what the Torah says. It happens to be. It coincides here. That's not the Chagasem Lesalechu. So it says, Dilotemach, if not going to say my Svaro, how at the time of that we learned? So from Al Hamalochim, says when a Malchi is told after a king dies, there's an Indian to take all his belongings and burn it. Nobody's supposed to use his bed, his belongings. We take it and we burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. And it says, Beloy Medakia Murray. It's not called Dakia Murray, even though the Goyish kings used to do this also. If so, the question you should ask, Hechisafrinan, how are we allowed to burn the king's belongings? Well, the Pasuk says, you cannot go in the ways of the Goyim, and the Goyim do these things. So how are we allowed to do it? Eli, what do you have to answer? Kivun Nechsis Reifa Biraisa, since our Torah tells us there's such a covet to burn the belongings of the king, it says the Pasuk in Yemiyahu, over Misrafais Avoisecha, the burnings of the father, is Lav Minayu Kogaminan. We're not learning to do the way the Goyim did. We're coming to do the way the Torah tells us to do. Just it coincides. That's no Issa. So also by Sayyid Fos, there's no Issa. Vachinami, Kivu Nesir Sayyid Yeraisa, Lav Minayichu Gamrinan. We're not learning from the Goyim. We're doing the way the Torah tells us. Yeah, there's no problem. For Ditna, that's what we learned Vidik Pirik in the Parak before.
Elu hein anahogim. These are the people that are nerag, that they use the sword, haratzeach. If somebody kills somebody else, a ratzeach, a murderer, we kill him with the saif. The yanchi yirnidachas. And also the yanchi yirnidachas is killed with saif. So bishleim yirnidachas ksibu, it says clearly l'ficher. It says clearly use the sword. So we know yirnidachas is killed out with the sword. Elu ratzeach minon. How do we know a murderer? We kill a murderer with a saif. How do you know that? The Torah doesn't say clearly cherif. The Tanya says like this. The pasuk says, "Nokom yinokem." They take nokom and take revenge back. He's talking about by an evid. Talking about by evid. The case where you killed your own evid. So if he dies after a day or two, then you have to take nokom. So nekimazu, this revenge. Any day, I do not know what it means. Mahu. Kishroman, another pasuk says, "Ve'avesi aleichem cherev noikememes." The chemist, the kambrus, it says clearly cherif. Heviyama teaches me nekim is saif, that if the master murders his own eved, he deserves saif. So the Gemara still viyama maybe devoris lay mivrus. Maybe you have to pierce him through. That's the way you kill him. Gemara says no. Lefi cherif ksiv. It says by the mouth of the sword, which is mashma. You have to like we do saif chop him off. What? How the kasha was, the boris lay, my Rashi says, "Tokay b'vit." Maybe you have to stab him. That's the way you use a sword. I the groinoi kimoi baza the chavito. Maybe just stay like a stab a barrel to open up a barrel. Maybe just stab a person. Lefi cherev ksiv, pefiyos shecherev, the sharpness of the sword. Shnei tzedod de mikan to mikan, the ksiv cherev pefiyos. Alma treninu. There are two sides to it, so mashmi you have to like slice him, not stab him. Maybe sword means you have to slice him in two. Maybe you have to go not chop off his neck, but maybe slice him down into two pieces. Gistra always means two. Rashi says, maybe mitzvah saif is to slice him in two. Omar Rabbi Nachman, Omar Rabbi Avu, Omar Kudapotza says, no. Again, love your brother. Borrow lo misa yof. You have to make a nice misa. So the nicest way, the kid said, to use a sword is just to chop off his head. That's the nicest way. Any other way is more tsar, is more painful, more disgusting. We do not do that. But the more very good. You found a posik by a murderer, but here's talking about askechon the kotel avdo. There's only if the master killed his own evid. That's how loch he gets killed with saif. But maybe bachur minolon. How do you know if you kill a regular bachur, maybe then you don't get saif, maybe you get something else? And what else should he get? Maybe chenik, a less of a misa. Samara says that's a kavachaimah. V'lav kavachaimah hu. Kot the lav to be saif. If you kill your own eved, you get saif. Ba'achor in the chenik. If you kill a free person, you should get less of a misa. Chenik, that's no svara. Samara says, honich laman diyom chenik kal. That's good. The old chenik. Strangling is less than hariga. El laman diyom, you have a form of chodis in the Mishnah. Chenik chomor, maik lamaymah. Maybe only an eved you get saif, but a free person you get chenik. Must nafkulei min the tani going like this. V'yato tevayr adam anoki mikibecho. Hukshu kol shayvchei damim liegla rufa. Any murderer is damim to an egla rufa. Ma'ala halim b'sei, just like the egla rufa itself, you chop off his head, use a sword, umin hatzaver from the neck. Afkan, any murderer is the same thing. B'saif umin hatzaver. For the more we learn from Egla Rufi, Ma'ala Halon, the kupis, you have to use a big hatchet you have to use. Or Mimul Arif, from the back of his neck you have to chop him off. Maybe Yafkam Bakupis, when you kill a person with Sayyid, it means a big hatchet maybe. Or Mimul Arif, from the back of his neck. Or Mim Nachman, no, Omar Rabba Bavu, Omar Kro. For you have to lecho kamecho. That's true, we're learning out from Egla Rufi, you have to use the sword. But what type of a sword and where do you do it? That's Borel Amithiyof. Here it's a Svara that uses a sword, a normal sword, and cut him in the front. That's called Hastorecha Kamecha. Now, Mitzvah Tanech Nokim. How do we... So, Mishnah like this. Mitzvah Tanech Nokim. How do we give Chenek? How do we strangle him? Hoyo Mashakin Oysa Bezevel. Again, they will put his feet, stick his feet into the ground in Zevel and Manur. Ada Kavoysam, to his knees. Why do they do it here? Here you don't need it. Some say it's just that it should be like Sreifa. But the Noisein stood there kosher, take a hard material, L'toy Haraka, and in there put the hard material inside a soft material, that the material itself should not slice his neck. The Korach Al-Tzavar, they would wrap it around his neck. The Zem Moshe Chetzloy, one aid, would pull the end towards him. The second aid would pull it toward him. Till he would die. Tana Rabbanim. Ish it says, Prat Lekotin. Says, not if a cotton has nus, he's not chayv misa. Asher yinos es eishes ish, Prat Leishes cotton. If you live with a lady that was married to a cotton has no kedushin, so she's not called an eishes ish, she's not chayv as misa. Says, eishes reyeyu, it says, Prat Leishes acherim. That if the wife was married to a goy, also there's no kedushin, then there's no isa misa, there's no chayv misa, she's not an eishes ish. It says, mois yumas. Kitsa by snus, if you live with a married lady, what is meis yumas bechenik? It means the mister is chenik. To why you telling me bechenik means bechenik? Or yena maybe not el biyachas mikomitz samus v'tera. Maybe it's a different misa. How do you know if you have snus, live with a married lady, you deserve chenik? Omra says like this: komokam shenema misa v'tera stam. Any place v'tera says the word misa stam, and at rishoy lemoshch lahachmer leh. You cannot give it anything more chomer el lahachmer leh. Stam misa, you give the more kal one. Like, you have no right to go more chomer. So therefore, our most kal one is chenik. Therefore, stam misa is chenik. Unless the Torah says something special. These are the words of Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yerushan Amano. Loimif neishi kal. Not because chenik is more kal. That's the reason why we receive this misa. El rather, kol misa hamurabat Torah stam. Ein vela chenik. He also knows when the Torah says mois yumas, a regular misa means chenik. And how do we know this? Rabbi explains, Nema Misa B'dei Shemayim, V'Nema Misa B'dei Yodim, Ma Misa Amur B'dei Shemayim, Misa Shein B'Roshim, just like when the Kiliyim in a Shemayim, there's no scar on your body, we don't see any scar on the body, is that Misa Amur B'dei Yodim, the same way, Stam Misa B'dei Yodim should be, Misa Shein B'Roshim, there's no scar on the body. So the only one is when they strangle you. Therefore, nothing happens to the body itself. Therefore, Stam Misa Chenik. The Gemara V'yema Sreifa, maybe it means Sreifa, like our Sreifa is just the inside, not the outside. Midyom Rachmana, Bas Kain B'Sreifa. This is the Torah says no, a special locha, or Bas Kain deserves Sreifa, Nechlal, Tohol La Bas Sreifi. Mashma regular znus, a regulation says she did not get Sreifa. It's a special mitzvah only by a Bas Kain. So that's the raya that a regular znus, when it says Mois Thomas, means Chenik, and not Sreifa. Alright, stop.
Yeah. We're holding back Nun Gimel. This last Gemara was, how do we know that Stam Misa in the Torah means Chenik? So it's like it's Rabbi Yashia and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yashia holds that since Chenik is the most simple Misa there is, so Menas Stam, you have no right to give a more Chama one. If the Torah doesn't say, you can't give more than a more simple one. That was Rabbi Yashia's. Rabbi Yonasan said, no. Rabbi Yonasan said, we're not like Rabbi, that it says Misa B'dei Shemayim, and it says Misa B'dei Yadam. So just like Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's no scar on your body. It's the same thing. Misa b'dei yodim has to be done also. There's no scar. There's no roshim on your body. And that's by chenik. That's what Rabbi Yashia had a svarah.